Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well. In this video, I'm going to cover three of the biggest mistakes that I see MSPs and IT businesses making when it comes to marketing their business and growing their business using marketing techniques. So stick around. So we've got three different really big topics. Now, I'm going to try and condense this video and give you the best information that I can in the shortest possible time because I know that you're busy. The three topics or the three biggest mistakes that every MSP that we come across, you know, they come up and they tell us what they've done in the past. And when they join our service at itrockstars.net, one of the very first things that we ask or we have a catch up with them, it's almost like an onboarding call. And we find out what marketing they've done in the past, what the plans are for their business, how they're looking to grow, and what their targets are. And that those questions that we ask at the very start can really give us real amazing insights into the industry in general, because you know we've worked with so many different MSPs over the years. So I'm going to share the three biggest things that come up again and again with you in this video. So the first one is data, okay? It's a boring topic, but one of the biggest mistakes that I see MSPs doing is buying data, okay? Buying lists, marketing lists. They're going to some sort of data broker and they've potentially signed up to another marketing service in the channel, in the IT channel. And one of the first things that marketing service has you do is buy data. Buy a big list that you can market to. Now, there's two issues with buying data. The first one, that most of the data needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be scrubbed because it's out of date. I give you a perfect example of this. I was doing break fix IT laptop repairs back in 2007. The company was called AB1 Computers. Well, guess what? That same company is still listed on a lot of the data brokers as still being in business, and it is not in business. It ceased trading back in 2011. And that's only a personal example. But you'll find that a lot of the data that you purchase from these data brokers just is not up to date, and you have to clean it. So it's not reliable as such. The other issue with the data is what exactly are you going to be doing with the data? A lot of IT business owners that I speak to, they think an easy win for them is to somehow source the email addresses of the decision makers on that data list and then email blast them. Now, there's a big problem with that. The first one being that you'll immediately get your reputation, your domain reputation will go down. It might even start getting classified as spam. You'll also just really annoy people with it. The other issue with it is that audience is completely cold. They don't know who you are. So if you go in there and start trying to sell to them via email or some other method, they just are not going to be interested in what you've got to say. So that's like the first big mistake. The second one is that I see MSPs making is they don't have any idea of how to budget for their marketing. They don't know how much they should be spending. They don't know what their goals are within their marketing. If they're looking to invest in any type of marketing, the big question is, okay, you're going to put an investment in. What are your goals for growth? How many new clients or how many leads, how many new clients do you want a month from this investment? And if you can come to a figure of, okay, I want two new clients, I want one new client a month, you can then start to work backwards from that figure. So you can start looking at things like, okay, if I want one new client a month, how many business owners do I need to speak to be able to close one? Okay, so you can going by your past experience, you can quite quickly figure out what like your close rate is and your conversion rate is and all of the marketing side of things. You can find out how much actual investment you have to make to, you know, generate one new customer a month. Now, there's one really sort of big point within this that many MSPs mistake, and that is the cost per a lead or the cost per acquiring that new customer. A lot of MSPs and IT business owners, I would say I even saw this myself when I started marketing a few years ago. Now, was that I saw it as a cost. I didn't see it as an investment. I didn't see it. The fact was, if I put in $10,000 now, that $10,000 will return an investment. I didn't see it. I saw it as a cost. And when I went to budget, that's how I saw it in my head. What you have to get around in your head is that it's not a cost, it's an investment. And if you can, if you know what your figures are, like if you know what the lifetime value of your customer is, and when I mention lifetime value, when you bring on a new customer, on average, how long does that new client stay for? You know, is it 3 years? Is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? What's the average? And from that, you can kind of work out, you know, a good number on, okay, this new customer is potentially worth, on average, this amount of money, okay? And it's usually quite a high figure. And all of your competitors are doing the same as this. They know what their lifetime value of their customers is. And if they have any sense whatsoever, they know how much they're willing to invest to acquire that new customer, okay? And whoever whoever puts up the most investment wins the game, pretty much, when it comes to marketing, especially marketing online. The more money that you can put up, the more you're going to be seen over your competitors, and the more you're going to win. So that's the second big mistake that I see, is not going into this with any type of idea about what your goals are, potentially what your investment budget is. The third one and the final one is not actually having any type of strategy for your marketing. It's quite easy for us as, you know, technology people to get sucked into the technology. There's maybe a new way to advertise on, you know, as an example, TikTok. You can advertise on TikTok now. There's various different methods open to you in regards to marketing your business. You know, you can go into Google Ads, you can spend a small fortune in Google Ads, Facebook ads, you can get printed material out there, send it in the mail. But all of these things that I'm mentioning here, they're all tactics. And what I mean by that is they're all small pieces of the pie, okay? You need an overall strategy that these tactics fit into. So what is your overall strategy, or your marketing roadmap, as we like to call it here at IT Rockstars? So you might have tried Google Ads in the past and it's not worked for you. You might have tried Facebook ads. You might have tried LinkedIn ads. You might have tried LinkedIn marketing. You might have tried direct mail and it's not worked for you, or it's had limited success. Now, more than likely, the reason for that is because it's not been, you haven't had a strategy in place. You haven't looked at the wider picture of how this all operates. And I call this, and it's a term that I've literally just come up with. We used to call it our roadmap that we have in our membership site, IT Rockstars. But it's almost like climbing the MSP marketing mountain. It's not an easy task, and it's quite a climb. But once you have that route and that path, that strategy, you're going to find it's a lot easier to get to the top. So those are the three things that I see most MSPs making the mistake with: buying data, not having an idea about their goals or their investment, and having absolutely no strategy. So from a high level point of view, those are the three mistakes. My name is Scott Miller. We help IT businesses, managed service providers, cyber businesses generate more qualified leads with our marketing content. You can check out itrockstars.net. We have a 1 month free trial of our service. You can sign up there, check out the content, check out the roadmap, the hike to the top. And I'll see you in the next video. Take it easy. Bye. If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area. So sign up today and lock your competitors out.